You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to this William Hill football preview. We're going to look ahead to the CONCACAF Gold Cup, which gets underway in the early hours of Wednesday morning UK time. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined by Mark O'Hare, who's from welovebetting.co.uk. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, very well, thanks. We've been treated to plenty of international football this summer, so it's the last tournament, so really looking forward to this. Could be quite an interesting one.
Yeah, we've seen, you know, several regional tournaments or whatever. This one covers North America, Central America and the Caribbean. And the format is kind of similar to the Copa America, isn't it, if you just talk us through that?
Yeah, very similar. Three groups of four. Only four teams going home after the group stage two. So that kind of opens up the competition for a bit of a potential shock semi-finalist or two. But it's a tournament that's normally dominated by the big two, the USA and Mexico. They've won 11 of the 12 previous editions. Canada broke the dominance in 2000. But, you know, I think you're well within your rights to look between the first two in the betting for your Gold Cup outright bet. They've made the final in three of the last four tournaments, USA and Mexico, and they're scheduled to do so again this time around, just because of the way the draw has gone. Yeah, I think there could be a potential shock or two, but you know, USA and Mexico are where you need to be looking to start with.
Yeah, those are the big two, aren't they, as you mentioned there. But we do tend to get a few surprise teams getting further than we thought, like the semi-finals and so on, because of the way the format works. The likes of Honduras been to the semi-finals five times in the last six competitions, so it's a bit of scope there for somebody to get somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. And the lovely thing from a punting perspective is that you take out the front two and you've got some big prices there, and there's certainly a few which could be interesting. A few people are like Jamaica, but you can look at Panama and, as you say, Honduras. Canada are hosting a game or two themselves, and they're improving. So there's definitely scope to look outside the front two in the betting if you want a bigger price.
Okay, well, let's get stuck into that betting. Mexico, we'll start with those, 5-4 favourites. Shock semi-final defeat for them against Panama a couple of years ago. We mentioned the semi-final lineups sometimes aren't what you expect. They picked a reserve team for the Copa America, though, or largely a reserve team, to give themselves the best chance here. They've won it six times, more than any other nation. Rightly, 5-4 favourites for you?
Not for me, no. I think... I'm a bit weird when it comes to these kind of tournaments, and I always try and oppose favourites. So I've always been looking at ways to sort of oppose them. I did so with Argentina and Japan in the Copa America and the Asian Cup this year. So it wasn't too difficult to find reasons to not back Mexico this time around. Javier Hernandez, 39 goals and 72 caps. He's out, injured, as is their best defender, Hector Moreno of Espanyol. Their boss, Miguel Herrera, he's got this sort of enterprising 5-3-2 system we saw at the World Cup, and the three centre-halves are crucial to that alongside the wing-backs. But Moreno's going to be a really big loss. As you say, we can ignore their Copa America campaign. They did impress at the World Cup, it must be said, 12 months ago, but excluding the Copa, they've returned three wins, three draws and three defeats in their most recent nine friendlies. So they've kind of stuttered a little bit. There's a huge demand for success and expectation on this team to end their kind of rough two-year spell, because bar that World Cup where they probably played a little bit above what we expected, they failed to reach the final, as you mentioned, in 2013, and they finished fourth from six in their World Cup qualifying group, which was really, really poor. Luckily for them, they've been drawn in a really weak Group C, and they should top the group with ease. But if you track those paths between Mexico and USA to the final, which should both teams top their groups, which are more than likely to, they'll meet in the final. And you know, you look at their record against their old foes USA since the turn of millennium, and they've only won five of those 22 games head to head. They've certainly got the quality and depth in their squad. They've got the strongest domestic league in the region too. But for me, the value isn't with Mexico out of the front two; it's certainly with USA.
Taking on Mexico, then, just by the way, with Mexico, if they win this, then they get to play the USA, won't they, to get to the Confederations Cup later on in the year. So it seems that everything is geared towards this for Mexico. I know you're taking them on, but have you got any kind of inkling of how much it means to them?
Oh yeah, it's absolutely massive, and I think we saw that with the FA decided that they would field a second string team in the Copa America, which, okay, they may have gone out in the first stage, but they competed reasonably well. They scored three goals against Chile too, so there's certainly a strength in depth there. But you know, there's a few players who are out of form. Carlos Vela didn't have the greatest season last season. Giovanni Dos Santos as well wasn't as at his sort of electric best. And you take out, you know, those two real key players, they are the best players in the squad, Hernandez and Moreno, and they are certainly weakened. But, you know, if anything but a final appearance will be a failure, and even failure to win is going to be seen as a massive failure, and pressure's starting to build on Herrera after, you know, they've won seven games now without a win. Obviously, that includes the Copa America, but they should be in the final, but whether they win or not, I'm not so sure. I'd happily be with the USA as all they're hosting as well, so...
Yeah, let's move on to USA then. 13-8 in the betting, defending champions, co-hosts as well. They've beaten Mexico, Holland, Germany in friendlies this season. They're doing all right at the minute, USA, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. 13-8 with William Hill, best price, and that's first where my first bet has been already. I think they've got the squad, the form, of course, the location. They host the tournament as well. Defending champions, Jurgen Klinsmann, their coach, has come out and said, you know, we're absolutely, you know, this is everything for us. We're going all out to win this Gold Cup. And you go back to that stat, only one of the last 12 Gold Cups winnings have come from, you know, away from USA and Mexico. So it'd be wrong to not have an investment on either of these two. They are in the toughest group, Group A, but they shouldn't have too much problem progressing in top spot. Defensively, they're still a little bit weak, and you know, but it's really hard not to be impressed by those that come from behind victories away in the Netherlands and Germany, the first time they've ever won in Germany on German soil. Klinsmann's been there for 4 years now. There's real sort of continuity and confidence. He really believes in the collective spirit and strength there. There's a disciplined and hard-working team too. Four of the squads that started in the World Cup exit to Belgium are missing. You know, Tim Howard, Jeff Cameron, Jermaine Jones, Matt Besler. But there's a new breed of talent coming through, and Michael Bradley's been given the captain's role. He's really flourished in that as well. And you know, Jozy Altidore may have flopped at Sunderland, but he's been reinvigorated since returning home. He's got confidence again, and Klinsmann really believes in him. And you've got the likes of Clint Dempsey and Aaron Johansson supporting him as well. And, you know, there's enough there to sort of to get past the stubborn defences of Panama and Honduras in the group. You know, you just look at USA and their pedigree. They've won three of the last six titles. They've reached the final in the last five straight Gold Cups now as well. They've actually won more Gold Cup matches than Mexico, despite trailing in actual titles. And you've got a real passionate home support behind them now too. So for me, they're the best option from backing Mexico or USA. I'd be all over USA at 13-8, best price at Hills.
Okay, all over the USA then, and yeah, best price here at Hills, so if you're having a bet, do it with us. Costa Rica next in the betting at 6-1. Surprise package of the, or one of the surprise packages of the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. They lost on penalties to the Netherlands. They really did themselves proud in that competition. That means that they're the highest ranked team in the CONCACAF Gold Cup as well, but they haven't won this calendar year. At 6-1, would you be prepared to take them on?
Yeah, Costa Rica are a really strange team coming into this tournament, because you've got half the people saying, you know, this team are ready to build on that World Cup performance, their best ever World Cup performance, and go the extra mile and actually compete for the title. And on the other hand, you've got people like myself who are starting to question the team, because for me, the World Cup success was all built around their coach at the time, Jorge Luis Pinto, who's now jumped ship to Honduras after a bit of a wrangling with the FA soon after the World Cup. And you know, you combine that with goalkeeping expert and captain Keylor Navas from Real Madrid. He's missing through injury as well, so there's a few question marks over them. We kind of mentioned the dominance between the big two, and for me, without Pinto in charge, Costa Rica just aren't the same animal. And for me, they probably could be closer to double that price before being interested. I mean, the influence of Pinto just cannot be underestimated. He sort of grinds teams together and builds a five-man defence, really hard to beat. But with Costa Rica back then, they had a bit of X factor as well. And okay, they still do, but you know, you can point to their success in the Copa Centroamericana last year, but failure to win that would have been a real flop. So, you know, they kind of did what's expected of them. And since the World Cup heroics, they've won four, drawn three, lost three. Two of those defeats came away at Colombia and Spain, and neither was by more than an odd goal. So they've certainly still got that kind of defensive stability around them. Gave co-favourites Mexico a real examination in a pre-tournament friendly, 2-0 up at half-time before making a raft of substitutes and let Mexico back into that game. But they're now in charge. The new coach is Paolo Wanchope, of course, well-known to Premier League fans. And he's really inexperienced. He's never really done it at a club level, and he was assistant to Pinto for a while. But you know, you look at the squad, and for me, it's weaker than it was last summer. Brian Oviedo, Christian Bolaños, Oscar Duarte, Yeltsin Tejeda, they're all missing through form and fitness concerns and whatever. And I'm just unconvinced they're the same side that they were last summer. And for that reason, I wouldn't be interested at 6-1.
Okay, swerving Costa Rica then. It's 16-1 barring those front three, so potential value in there with it being a third of the odds place 1-2. Anybody in there that catches your eye at big odds?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just run through a couple of them because Panama, for me, are quite interesting at 16-1. It's probably wrong to call them dark horses or real shock potential because, well, obviously, like, they reached the final 2 years ago. They've got two runners up, one semi final and two quarter final finishes in their last five Gold Cup appearances. They're a talented bunch, an experienced bunch, but they're starting to reap the rewards of having a decent youth system coming through. They've beat Trinidad and Tobago and Costa Rica in recent friendlies as well, but expectation levels have really risen dramatically back home, and they're really expecting a real challenge. And, you know, for a country which, well, where baseball is still king, really, it's going to be tricky to top Group A, where USA are heavy favourites. And then from there on, you know, semi-finals is what they should be expecting to get and hoping to get. For anything better will be a superb achievement. And, you know, Honduras at 20-1. I mentioned George Luis Pinto's ability to motivate and organise his Costa Rican team last year. He's trying to do similar things with Honduras. But again, they're in the really tough-looking Group A alongside Panama and USA. And they're a team that looks a little bit on a downward spiral. They're lucky to really be here. They had to face a playoff against French Guiana and really sort of struggled in that as well, which is really worrying for them. But slowly but surely, Pinto's kind of overhauling the defence. That five-man defence is back on show. But you look at their 12-game form coming into this, they've only won twice. It's not really good enough. So for me, I'm looking further down the list, and it's Jamaica at 33-1. I think they're an each-way punt here. I thought they were excellent in the Copa America. They may have lost all three games, but 1-0 defeats against Argentina, Uruguay and Paraguay, there's no shame in that at all. And they provided plenty of problems for those three teams as well, despite not really getting on the score sheet. There's pace and power in abundance. They've got a real strong spine, a cohesive defence, which seemed to be, impressed me, especially in the Copa America. And I think that extra experience and preparation time that they had with the Copa is certainly going to help them in Group B alongside Costa Rica, Canada and El Salvador. So there's no real big fish there. There's no USA or Mexico. So there's a real chance to get top spot, if not second spot. And even if they finish second, they've got a showdown with, I think it's Group C's runners up. So certainly passable there. And then you're into the semi-finals and anything can happen. So I just think it's been a superb transformation for Jamaica under Winfried Schaffer. In 2012, they finished last in the Caribbean Cup in a group consisting of the Martinique, Cuba and French Guiana. But they won the competition last year under Schaffer. He sort of brought together a great blend of English-based players and MLS experience. And they're really awkward. They're organised. They've got the tools to trouble teams. And, you know, a bigger price than Panama and Honduras in an easier group. I think they deserve the each way interest here.
So just to summarise then, Jamaica will be the each way interest, and you're siding with USA towards the top end of the market.
Yes, USA 13-8, Jamaica 33-1 away. And I know a few people are interested in Canada as well. They're hosting one game, but they're an up and coming team, but it's going to come too soon for Canada. They've still got a fairly weak squad. They're missing a few important players. Form's okay, but it's hard to look anywhere below Canada for your outright bet. So Jamaica for me interests at 33-1, but USA to win it at 13-8.
Okay, good stuff. Been a pleasure to speak to you, Mark. Good luck and enjoy the CONCACAF Gold Cup.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.